under Plaid of Praise Awards, which is a national award that's coordinated through all the local authorities across Ireland. Drumshambo Community Council, which I'm chairman, received a special award under the Economic Initiative. And we were delighted with this last night. I was joined there by my two fellow directors, Noel McPartland and Sean Nolan. Drumshambo has started the food hub back in the early 2000s. It was opened officially in 2007, and we had huge difficulties getting up and running. But today, the food hub in Drumshambo is full with a number of businesses, including Box D, and also, of course, the Shed Distillery is also based there in Drumshambo. So I think this was recognition of all of the work over the last number of years of the directors and of Drumshambo Community Council in getting this initiative started and now to its full fruition. So we were delighted and thrilled to be recognised by Pride of Place Awards, and also the fact that, you know, it was singled out for this special economic initiative. And we're thrilled both, I suppose, for the community who backed us all along, also for the companies based there who are very supportive of this community initiative, which has led us to initiate another food hub just down at the other end of Drumshambo. So it's a great success story and something we're delighted about and something we're thrilled to be honoured at the Pride of Place. We want to thank Leitrim County Council for nominating us for consideration last night in the hotel in Dublin.
And you mentioned hard work there, and I suppose what sort of hard work has gone into this? Like, it's been, you know, as you mentioned there, the businesses have been there for a good while, but good work is going on in Drumshambo.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I suppose when this particular initiative was taken a number of years back, it meant the leasing of the old Laird's jam factory, and the vision by people like before me, Sean Nolan and Noel McPartland, to see the possibilities that could be generated in terms of getting this factory available for small food producers and drink producers. They could see that as former executives of the Laird Group in Drumshambo to produce jam. They could see the potential, and it meant the hard work involved in sourcing funding and various meetings, encouraging the various funders in the state, both inside the state and external ones, to assist us and to go to banks and ask for that little bit of assistance. So it took a huge amount of capital at the beginning, and it's ongoing. The factory also needs further funding. So that contains a lot of community work, people putting time on their hands to try and ensure that we have a facility that will attract businesses, which has proven, as I said, a wide variety of businesses employing now at this stage on the campus, well over 150 people.